Representative John James, Ruby Garcia, latest victim of Biden's open border policies. By John Binder on March 27, 2024. Ruby Garcia is the latest victim of President Joe Biden's open border policies. Representative John James, Army, says, after she was shot and left for dead, allegedly by a previously deported illegal alien. Brandon Ortiz Vitt, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, is accused of murdering Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on March 22, shooting her and leaving her dead on the side of U.S. Highway 131, according to police. Ortiz Vitt, who has allegedly admitted to murdering Garcia, was previously deported to Mexico from the United States in 2020 but later illegally crossed the border, undeterred by Border Patrol. James, who represents the northeast suburbs of Detroit, called out Biden on Twitter and urged him to intervene to stop the record-breaking flow of illegal immigration to the U.S. Biden's open border policies are costing lives in Michigan, James wrote. Today, he could implement border measures or use the authority that he already has. President Biden, when is enough, enough? Say their names, Ruby Garcia, Lakin Riley, and so many more gone during your administration. Meanwhile, Representative Hillary Shulton, DME, who represents the district where Garcia was murdered, issued a statement in which she claimed to support bipartisan immigration reform that both secures our border and makes sure that individuals who come to our country are fully vetted to keep our communities safe. Shulton opposed the Secure the Border Act, H.R. 2, and backed the American Dream and Promise Act, H.R. 16, to provide amnesty to at least 3 million illegal aliens in the U.S. Representative Jim Banks, RN, running for U.S. Senate in neighboring Indiana, wrote on Twitter, Lakin Riley, Ruby Garcia, how many more innocent Americans have to die before Joe Biden closes the border? Likewise, Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, said, Joe Biden's open border policies continue to kill innocent Americans in response to Garcia's murder. Ortiz Vitt remains in the Kent County Correctional Facility without bail and is facing life in prison without the possibility of parole. Garcia's family said the young woman was a good person who never tried to hurt nobody's feelings. A GoFundMe page has been set up to support Garcia's family. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.